My Name is Konjo by Ezekiel Roxon. Adwa, 1930. There is a saying among the people that gave me life that every thread is a memory, every knot a prayer. I was spun at the edge of morning, where Adwa's mountains cradle the first gold of the sun. Amina, with fingertips stained indigo and dreams soft as the cotton she spun, summoned me from cloud and earth. Her laughter was the rhythm of the shuttle, her breath the breeze that carried the loom's ancient music. She sang to me an old song, part lullaby, part prophecy. "You'll be a shield," she whispered, "a keeper of warmth, a shelter for joy and grief." She named me Konjo, which means beautiful among our people. She pressed her hopes into my fibers, stitched stars and crosses at my hem, for guidance, for guardianship, for the memory of all who might wear me. Around me, life unfolded. I cradled new bones, cloaked bright, absorbed the salt of sorrow at the edge of graves. My cloth soaked up laughter, frankincense, the taste of honeyed bread. I was not a rope. I was belonging. I was part of a community. The Day the Sky Fell, 1935. History arrived in boots and thunder, clothed with gunpowder and chaos. "Schnell, name Alice, was Weltvolt ist?" The soldiers' words were sharp, strange, splinters against the lullabies of my loom mother. "What is happening?" Amina's hands trembling pressed me to her heart. "Aizosh, Aizosh," she murmured, voice breaking. "Be strong, my beautiful, my Konjo." The cedar chest split open. I was wrenched from memory, stuffed into foreign darkness alongside silver, icons and the scent of home. The sky outside was the color of bruises. I heard and saw the flames of destruction devour my village. I felt the weaver's grief unravel in my seams. Meran, 1940. "I beseech you, my friends, listen to me. Exile is not always distance. Sometimes it is a silence colder than snow." The soldier's wife, pale and perfume, draped me over a piano beneath the Alps. Her circle, women in velvet, lips red as blood, gathered to marvel. "So primitive," one said, disdain curling just around the corners of her lips. "Exotic," another laughed, gulping down schnapps and krautengers excitedly. They played at ownership, but never touched the prayers in my stitches. At night, the piano wept, and so did I, longing for the music of rain on Adwa's roofs, for Amina's hands, for the taste of sunlight. I became a trophy, a mute witness to foreign winters and even colder hearts. The Long Sleep, 1980. Years passed, a procession of silent seasons. I was folded, forgotten, pressed between mothballs and the silence of attics. Children sometimes found me, draping me across their shoulders, spinning in circles. "I am a queen," one happily exclaimed to her little army of siblings or friends. I don't know. But their mother's worry snatched me away. "Not for play. This is nothing. Just old cloth." But I remembered. I remembered every name, every story, every birth and burial, every joy and ache that had passed through my threads. Villa Freisuits, Meran, 2019. Now I am suspended between worlds, between meanings, behind glass. Vistas move past, faces flickering in the reflection, a placard just beneath my prison wreath, Ethiopian ceremonial robe, circa 1930s, acquired during the Italian campaign. A little girl presses her hand to the case. "Why does this look so lonely, Mama?" If only I could answer. I am not conquest. I am not spoil. I am prayer, woven into form, longing for home. But my voice, for now, is a silence that hums just beneath the surface. Tiroler Volkskunst Museum, Innsbruck, autumn 2025. On a day of falling leaves, an old man comes. He moves slowly, as if the weight of years has gathered in his bones. He stops. He sees me, truly sees me. His gaze, dark and bright, traces the stars at my hem. His hand trembles as he touches the glass, and a shiver runs through my fibers. He murmurs in Amharic, his voice barely audible. Ya abai shifaro, anti tinasa ye edema tibaki, abatashin bimerashin ande miyasiwa, yid abakila lu inatashinem, enda atfinam tiwadish kila, likosinem mamatihe ye abakilamalu, meretishen badu na bisita tamolak. You survived, old guardian. Our fathers long for you in our land. Our mothers grieve your loss. Our children yearn for your return. Our land lies desolate and in ruins. He finds the secret, a tiny, careful repair, a child's trembling stitches on my inner seam. Tears streak his face. They said you burned with our village. But great-grandmother Amina had always known. She said she felt you breathing, even in her dreams. He stands. Silent, hand pressed to the glass, as if he could draw me through by memory alone. Winter, 2025. The museum director is summoned. She says there are rules to be followed, protocols to be observed, policies to be adhered to, but the old man brings a photograph. Amina, young, luminous, draped in me, stars bright on her shoulders. He tells the story, the journeys, the loss, the hope that never quite died. A scholar from the local university deciphers the ancient Ge'ez initials woven just underneath my seams, hidden like a secret prayer. Malak Yitagin, which means the angel that protects. A hush falls like something sacred and undeniable, passing between the witnesses. The director, moved by the weight of the tale, relents. I am released. Not as artifact, but as heirloom, folded gently. I am carried out, not as property, but as promise, a prophecy fulfilled. Adwa, spring 2026. The journey home is long, crossing borders, mountains, oceans, even deserts, but at last I am unwrapped beneath a sky alive with birdsong and remembrance. The old man's family gathers, children, elders, those who remember and those who only know stories. He lifts me high. Thus is Konjo, the guardian. She has come home. Hans, young and old, trace my stars. Amina's great-great-granddaughter wraps me around her, eyes shining with the memory of all she's been told. Songs rise, fragrant with frankincense, honey, and the dust of old. I am passed from hand to hand, not as spoil, not as relic, but as living memory, a part of a community, my own people. Epilogue, winter 2026. History will record me as a rogue, a ceremonial fragment, a museum piece, but let this be remembered. I am the echo of a mother's lullaby, woven through time's unraveling. I am the testament of the horrors of exile, the hush of museums, the fire of reunion. I am the laughter of children, the prayers of the elders, the hope stitched into every seam. I am Mother Earth who provides and protects. I am not what was taken. I am what endured, what returned, what survived. Just like my people who created, endured, and survived till I came home. My name is Konjo. I am beautiful. I am home. And in every fiber, I am alive among my own people. I am home forever.